The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of March, 2008. Today is Easter Sunday, the most important holiday in Christianity, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus following his death on the cross. Easter calculated differently on Eastern and Western calendars, so the Eastern Orthodox celebration occurs on April the 27th this year. It was exactly 265 years ago, that would be 1743, George Friedrich Handel's oratorio Messiah had its first performance in London. It's the birthday of the Spanish painter Juan Gris, born José Victoriano González on this day in Madrid, 1887. Studied engineering in Madrid, abandoned it for art, moved to Paris, rented the apartment right next door to Pablo Picasso, who was a great influence on Juan Gris. It's the birthday of the famous science fiction writer Kim Stanley Robinson, born Waukegan, Illinois, in 1952, known for his Orange County trilogy, not a trilogy in the traditional sense, but three different alternate futures for the state of California. The first, The Wild Shore, in which nuclear war has come and gone in California, and a young boy has to find his place in a dangerous world. The second book, The Gold Coast, a dystopian projection of an overcrowded, drug-riddled California. And Pacific Edge came out in 1990, describing a practical utopian society in a small town. In the 80s, Kim Stanley Robinson began exploring the topic of Mars and what it might be like after human colonization. His Mars trilogy, Red Mars, Green Mars, and Blue Mars, followed a group of 100 scientists who settle on the planet. His most recent trilogy, 40 Signs of Rain, 50 Degrees Below, and 60 Days and Counting, is about the planet Earth after a climate breakdown caused by global warming. Kim Stanley Robinson, who said, "America itself is an experiment, a mixture, and out of it all pops this literature of what happens next. It's like jazz. It has European precursors, but we understand America through science fiction. We all feel we're in a giant science fiction novel that we all write together." Here's a poem for today by Irving Feldman entitled The Dream. "Once, years after your death, I dreamt you were alive and that I'd found you living once more in the old apartment. But I had taken a woman up there to make love to in the empty rooms. I was angry at you who'd born and loved me and because of whom I believe in heaven. I regretted your return from the dead and said to myself almost bitterly, 'For God's sakes, what was the big rush? Couldn't she wait one more day?' And just so, daily, somewhere, Messiah is shunned like a beggar at the door because someone has something he wants to finish or just something better to do, something he prefers not to put off forever, some little pleasure so deeply wished that heaven's coming has to seem bad luck, or worse, God's intruding selfishness. But you always turned Messiah away with a penny and a cake for his trouble, because wash had to be done, because who could let dinner boil over and burn, because everything had to be festive for your husband, your daughters, your son." The Dream, a poem by Irving Feldman from his collected poems 1954 to 2004, published by Schocken Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.